My friend Carrie says that the big mall is the newest, most exciting thing to happen within 50 miles of here. But still, there's got to be something better than that to write about. Do I really care how many kinds of food on a stick you can buy at Snack and Stack? Or whether Starlight O'Hara is going to release another CD before she turns 13? Almost every kid in my class listens to Starlight O'Hara. Marin says she's going to write her essay about Starlight O'Hara because she is the newest, most exciting singer on the planet. Don't tell anyone, diary, but I actually think she is about as exciting as cold toast. Starlight O'Hara, that is, not Marin. When Marin announced her idea, it gave Carrie and Jack ideas for their own essays. Jack is going to write about new inventions. He and his dad like to tinker with computers, and Jack always wows us at the county science fair. He'll do a great job, that's for sure. As for me, all the good ideas are escaping me, as if my mind is leaking them faster than a sack of flour with a hole in it. It reminds me of the time Dad was in a hurry and set the basket of bread rolls on the edge of the kitchen counter. The basket tilted precariously for a second and then tumbled over. Our dog Sophie, a red setter with prettier hair than most people, gobbled them all up almost before they hit the floor. 1 second the basket was full, the next second Sophie was. All we could do was laugh and start over. Carrie decided to write about the new mall, of all things. At first, I almost burst out laughing, but then I saw this gleam in Carrie's eyes. She is one smart girl, and she started telling us all these fascinating facts about the mall, like how many new jobs it's brought to town, how it got its name, and even that it is one of the first malls in the state to use solar energy and to have recycling stations. It also sells many goods that are made right here in the United States. I had no idea. None of us did.